Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when there are two very interesting and ambitious movies that are coming out, both about conquerors, you could say. One about Napoleon Bonaparte, directed by the great Ridley Scott, starring Joaquin Phoenix. And then there's also one about one of the conquerors of the music world, Leonard Bernstein, starring Bradley Cooper and his infamous prosthetic nose. There was a great deal of controversy about that because Bradley Cooper is not Jewish. He's actually half Italian-American. And I'm only mentioning that because there are lots of Italian-Americans famous for being played by Jewish people. I mean, the most famous being Chico Marx, if you remember. But in any event, Bradley Cooper co-wrote and directed and stars in Maestro together with Carey Mulligan, and it's being heavily hyped for Oscars. Does it deserve that? We'll get to that and review later in the show. It's also a time when the normal controversy about Thanksgiving may be a little bit less this year than in recent times. And the reason it might be less is because you look around the world and there is so much trouble and so many threats and so many horrible developments like this terrible story, which may or may not be terrorism. There's reason to believe it may not be terrorism. This car exploding, and it exploded after it reached a very high rate of speed, went airborne, and then crashed into a Border Patrol headquarters and station where one of the border security people for Canada was damaged. This on the bridge, the Rainbow Bridge, connecting Canada to the United States right near Niagara Falls. And why someone would be picking that location for a terrorist strike and what the terrorist strike was meant to do, if it was that. Well, both of the people riding in this car that burst into flames are dead. So it'll be a while before we find out. If there's any new information about that, we will talk to you about it and bring it to your attention. Meanwhile, Chase Iron Eyes, who is described as a Native American activist and an attorney, appeared on CNN and had only negative things to say about the upcoming holiday. Listen, clip 14.
When we look at these holidays, you know, we have Native American Heritage Month. That's going on right now. And we're just now in a state where we're consciously deconstructing Euro-hetero-Christian programming. Yeah. You could call it settler programming, but that's the truth. When you look into it, I'm a lawyer, and I've studied the sources of these cultural mythologies. The mythologies where one demographic is not only the settler, but the brave explorer, the pioneer, the cowboys that tamed the Wild West and brought under their control and their subjugation all the beasts of the wild, not only the animals, but they're talking about us. They're talking about the merciless Indian savages.
Yeah.
That is in the United States Constitution. So when we talk about the myth of a people, they provide a purpose, a meaning, and a place to people.
Okay, he's completely wrong. There is nothing about merciless Indian savages in the Constitution. It is in the Declaration of Independence when Thomas Jefferson wrote a list of indictments of King George. One of the things that he criticized about King George was that he didn't do a sufficient job of protecting people from the merciless Indian savages who were engaged in a great deal of fighting on the borders of civilization at that time. Okay, there's a different perspective on Thanksgiving, which is extremely welcome from Bill Maher, who's no conservative. But at the end of his show on Friday night on Real Time, he made a few points that are very important to remember going into this holiday, which one of which is there's nothing wrong with not having an opinion. Yes, if the governor of New York is speaking about the potential terror attack, this is Governor Kathy Hochul of New York.
In Western New York. This is one of the busiest crossings, not just in Western New York, but along the entire U.S.-Canadian border. And it happens on the busiest travel day of the year. So naturally, at a time of heightened alert, everyone's spring into action. They crashed into a Customs and Border Patrol booth, and the car and the booth immediately exploded. Burst into flames. I saw the video of an airborne vehicle that was absolutely surreal. You actually had to look at it and say, was this generated by AI? Because it was so surreal to see how high in the air this vehicle went, and then the crash and the explosion and the fire. That video will be released very shortly. As I said, we're not aware of any threats to this area, but I state the caveat that the investigation is ongoing. If you can imagine, this vehicle basically incinerated. Nothing is left but the engine. The pieces are scattered over 13, 14 booths. So it is a large scene, and it's going to take a lot of time for our federal law enforcement partners, who are with me here today and I'll identify, to be able to piece together the real story, to identify the make of the car. Obviously, there is not a license plate. I've been briefed by law enforcement for the last hour. New York State Police, Colonel Andy Crow, Colonel Allen, other law enforcement officials. I've been joined by Andy Bowker, who's the special agent in charge of the Customs and Border Patrol. I was also briefed by the SAC from the FBI. Also was on the phone with Secretary of Homeland Security Mayorkas. The FBI Director, Christopher Wray, has reached out. The White House has reached out. My staff has been in communication with all of them. I spoke with Senator Schumer, Senator Gillibrand, Congressman Higgins, local law enforcement, as well as local elected officials, because the world is watching to find out what happened here. And again, at a time when there's such high anxiety, stress levels are already high. And we've been on heightened alert since October 7th. That's why it's so important for me to stand here and tell the world, based on what we know at this moment, and again, anything can change, there is no sign of terrorist activity with respect to this crash.
Okay, that's a fairly direct and maybe ultimately controversial declaration. But wouldn't it be reassuring if she were right, if this was something that did not involve a planned terrorist attack, and that it was basically the gas tank exploding because of the force of the crash? They will give us a better answer as time goes along. And Bill Maher gives a better answer on how to handle some of the problems of politics at Thanksgiving. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
MedVet doesn't behave himself. You can't reason with him. He's opinionated, and you can't tell him that he's wrong.
This is the Michael MedVet Show. We'll be right back.
just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story, and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
That's what you are.
A trash talker.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there is more breaking news aside from the governor of New York. You just heard her live, Kathy Hochul, Democrat, saying that based on what they've been able to find out so far, there are no indications that this episode on the bridge between America and Canada over Niagara Falls, there are no indications at all that it was a terrorist attack or even that it was necessarily planned. it may have been a terrible accident, and if it was, then it showed people driving and behaving with profound disrespect. By the way, they have been able to determine that the car, which was blown to smithereens, did not have a license plate, which, of course, raises some questions about the two individuals who died in this crash, crashing into a security booth on this bridge. And speaking of security booths, the Israeli hostages who were expected to be released tomorrow morning, that would be actually be very late tonight in terms of U.S. time, but they were supposed to be released and begun to be picked up by the Israeli authorities, reunited with their families who have been pressing so hard for this release. It's been postponed, and it will be postponed until Friday at least, and maybe longer. This according to ongoing negotiations. And, of course, what Israel has agreed to is that they will extend the four-day planned and promised interruption in the fighting and interruption in flooding the tunnels, the terror tunnels of Hamas and more. They would agree to extend that based upon getting an entire day more of truce. If for every 10 hostages that you release, no response from Hamas, not yet. There was a response from Bill Maher about what tends to go wrong for a lot of people with Thanksgiving meals when people have such strong disagreements on various subjects, particularly politics. This is clip 8.
Finally, new rule, there's nothing wrong with not having an opinion on something. Especially if you don't know what the f*** you're talking about. And if you're getting your facts from TikTok and Instagram and Facebook, I don't want to hear your hot take on asymmetrical warfare, because there's a term for someone who gets their news from Facebook. Mom. You know, among the worst things that social media ever did was it made everyone feel they had to weigh in on every controversial issue or breaking news story, and that's my job. In the olden days, people would watch the evening news and then, well, nothing. They went on with their lives. But today, everybody's got to share their theory on everything, whether it's trans women on the swim team or whether dwarves should play non-dwarves in the Snow White movie. But has anyone noticed that the more time everyone spends telling everyone else their political position on everything, the more we've been at each other's throats? Here's a trend I would love to see on Twitter. No opinion.
Okay, and then Bill Maher also, in addition to that very sound and solid advice, had this to say about the apparent obligation that many people feel to argue with family members at that Thanksgiving table.
Thursday is Thanksgiving, the cherished yearly celebration when distant friends and scattered family members gather together to fight about Donald Trump. The other butterball. But not just Trump. We'll also argue about abortion and critical race theory and guns and prisons and schools. And this year we're fighting about Israel. But here's the thing. You're not actually legally obliged to have an opinion. Do you know why the Indians and the Pilgrims were able to sit peaceably through the first Thanksgiving? Because nobody brought up politics. Even though I'm sure the Indians had strong feelings about immigration.
And then he cites another leading sage, the one and only Michael Jordan. Listen.
Back in the 90s, Michael Jordan famously said he stayed out of politics because, quote, Republicans buy sneakers too. And then Kanye said, and don't forget Nazis. But the days when someone could say that and keep their opinions to themselves, those days are gone. Big Brother says that having no opinion is not an option anymore. You must participate in this online circle, or you will be seen as an insensitive who's single-handedly obstructing much-needed progress in the world. Did you post a black square? No? Well, that's why there's still racism.
And finally, advice for public people and major corporations. Listen.
It's unsustainable. To politicize everything means we're always fighting because we don't all agree and never will. And most people don't want to be forced to say anything. Kylie Jenner posted, "We stand with the people of Israel," and then deleted it, which is pretty much the opposite of standing with. One executive who was interviewed about the pressure companies have felt to make a statement about the Hamas war said, "We're not historians. A lot of us didn't understand the issue very well, didn't understand the history." Exactly! And I bet you still don't, so why not just shut the f*** up? I don't need to be reminded that Spanx's stretchy pants are against racism. I don't care who Frito-Lay stands with. You make bean dip. Just do that.
Look, this is all very solid advice indeed. And speaking of solid advice, coming up next segment, to celebrate his 103rd birthday, no kidding, a World War II veteran shares three keys to a long and happy life and a marriage that has been very successful and apparently romantic for the more than 70 years. That's following to some extent on Rosalynn and Jimmy Carter. May Rosalynn rest in peace. That's from NBC's Today Show featured. And the name of the veteran is Sam Avellino, who just turned 103. His keys to a happy life, plus a quick look at Maestro about Leonard Bernstein with Bradley Cooper, and Napoleon starring Joaquin Phoenix and Vanessa Kirby as Josephine, his consort. That and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Love him.
I love your show.
Or hate him.
Well, I start to think that you're going to start to feel nice. You turn me.
Just keep listening.
I listen to the show 4 hours a day.
To Michael Medved.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Airports throughout the U.S. on heightened alert following a car explosion on a bridge on the U.S.-Canada border near Buffalo. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
We are following up to try and get as many answers as rapidly as possible. We are in close contact with U.S. officials and will continue to work closely with them.
Eyewitnesses say a car accelerated directly into an inspection booth on the U.S.-Canadian border on the Rainbow Bridge in Niagara Falls. Severe weather conditions are creating unsafe travel conditions today on Mid-Atlantic and Northeast highways. Flooding's been reported on several interstates, and wind gusts reaching 50 miles per hour pose the risk of falling tree limbs and potential power outages. The former leader of OpenAI, the creator of ChatGPT, set to make a comeback to the company that dismissed him just a few days ago. That brings an end to a brief yet tumultuous power struggle that sent shockwaves through the tech industry. John Schaefer, USA News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, the World War II veteran in Contra Costa County, California, that's just east of the San Francisco Bay Area, he reached a milestone birthday yesterday. Sam Volosino turned 103 years old. He's an Air Force veteran who celebrated his big day in Danville, California. Received the key to the city from the mayor to honor his special day. And Avalosino said he had several things in his life that helped him live so long. We have some of this on tape, don't we, Jeremy?
Wine, good pasta, and no stress, and a good wife. We've been married together for 70 years, and we never had any stress. Because she told me when I got married that she never wanted to go to bed without settling an argument. And we had arguments. And I was in bed at 4 o'clock in the morning because she wouldn't settle until I said, I'm sorry.
And after serving in World War II, Avalosino opened an opera house in Germany. He said he's met several celebrities, including actor Bob Hope. But the secrets to a good and happy life, as he put it, wine, good pasta, and no stress and a good wife. It seems like a viable combination, to say the least. And, you know, who knows? Maybe he'll get a self-help book contract out of it. Meanwhile, there's today a truly remarkable piece, and it's very rarely that somebody can break through the clutter and say something that's new and fresh and needed, but Bret Stephens has done it again. And he talks about the ceasefire claims that people who are basically sympathizers with Hamas are making. And how do we know they're sympathizers with Hamas? Is because they are demanding basically a ceasefire from Israel, but making no real demands on Hamas. And this goes back to a point that he gives credit to Hillary Clinton, the former Secretary of State, for making. And she said when she was on The View, remember, there was a ceasefire on October 6th that Hamas broke by their barbaric assault on peaceful civilians and their kidnapping, their killing, their beheading, their terrible, inhumane strategy. Savagery, pardon me. Those three words that Hamas broke aren't trivial, writes Bret Stephens. They give the lie to the ceasefire now mirage or imposture that has become a rallying cry at pro-Palestinian demonstrations. They are at the heart of what this war is about and one key to how it can end. And they are only the bright dividing line between those who would allow Hamas to get away with murder and those who would refuse. As I write, he writes, there are reports that Hamas might release some hostages in exchange for a brief ceasefire. But Hamas would do that only because it's under intense military pressure. It could get a real and lasting ceasefire for the people of Gaza and probably safe passage out of the territory for many of its members in exchange for releasing all the hostages, surrendering its arms, and renouncing its rule in favor of some other Arab power. That Hamas has done none of these things isn't shocking. It's a terrorist death cult. What's shocking is that people in the ceasefire now crowd don't appear to have much interest in making any demands on Hamas, equivalent to those they make of Israel. They want Israel to stop firing, but you often hear them insisting that Hamas return the favor. They want Israel to provide Gaza with humanitarian relief in the form of electricity, fuel, and other goods. But I haven't seen those protesters in the street demanding that Hamas provide Israel with humanitarian relief in the form of immediately freeing all hostages. They want a free Palestine for all of its people. But I never hear them criticize Hamas's dictatorship or its contempt for the civil and human rights of its own people, or its members' avowedly anti-Semitic boasts of slaughtering Jews. There is a buried, unwitting compliment to Israel in this symmetry, an assumption that as a Western democracy, the Jewish state is susceptible to moral suasion, public shaming, or at least diplomatic pressure in a way that Hamas and its patrons in Iran are not. Yet that compliment is rarely accompanied with even a gesture of respect for Israel's grief, or the legitimacy of its grievance with Hamas, or its need to keep its citizens safe, or even its right to exist as a sovereign nation. Even when Israel's national right to self-defense is briefly acknowledged, every exercise of it is immediately deemed a war crime, whatever the evidence. For Israelis, what ceasefire now means is surrender now. No wonder they decline to heed the call. But if ceasefire wouldn't spare just civilians, it would spare and embolden the main fighting force of Hamas. And it would also embolden terrorist allies like Hezbollah. That's a virtual guarantee for future mass casualty attacks against Israel, for ever larger Israeli retaliation, and for deeper misery for the people of Gaza. No Israeli government of any political stripe is going to allow the territory to rebuild as long as Hamas remains in charge. And then this, and it's so important. That gives a second meaning to the slogan, ceasefire now. Either a demand for Israel's total capitulation or a recipe for a perpetual cycle of violence between a terrorist group sworn to Israel's destruction and a Jewish state that refuses to be destroyed. Whatever else one thinks of Israel, no country can be expected to sign its own death warrant by indulging those who, if given the chance, would annihilate it. Yes, there are good intentions, if also ignorance and short-sightedness among many of those demanding a ceasefire, but there is also the bottomless cynicism of others who accept and even celebrate Hamas and its uses of living Gazans as human shields and dead Gazans as propaganda victories. The tragedy of these protests, like so many anti-war movements in the past, is that the naive and earnest are again being manipulated as tools of the cunning and cruel. Final note. Instead of ceasefire now, we need Hamas's defeat now. Only on that basis does a lasting peace for Israelis and Palestinians alike have any chance to follow. This goes back to that basic, very simple statement that encapsulizes the whole nature of the struggle that Israel faces for survival. Everyone knows that if Israelis put down their guns today, there'd be peace. If Arabs put down their guns today, there would be peace immediately. But if Israelis put down their guns or disarmed or had a ceasefire, there would be more bloodshed and probably the liquidation of Israel immediately. We will be right back on the Medved Show with news about Napoleon and Leonard Bernstein, the maestro. Coming up on the Medved Show.
You are the greatest guy on this earth.
Michael Medved.
I listen to this show 4 hours a day. It's seriously the greatest show on earth.
Listen to the Michael Medved Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I've got plenty to be thankful for. I haven't got a great big yacht to sail from shore to shore. Still, I've got
Bing Crosby singing I've Got Plenty to Be Thankful For from the film Holiday Inn. They also used White Christmas in Holiday Inn. But there's another number that is just so politically unacceptable today. And it's a shame. They have, because the whole theme is setting up a basically a lodge out in the country where they have special shows for all the different holidays. And they have a holiday for Lincoln's birthday, which, I hate to say it, is done largely in blackface. So I don't know if there is a censored version of Holiday Inn that you can see, but there won't be a need for censorship, well, because they're both rated R anyway, with the two movies we're going to cover, Maestro and Napoleon. But first, there is this. There's a survey that was released this week that from Quinnipiac University, and it shows that 60%, more than, of Americans say they would rather not talk about politics over the holiday this week. Only 29% of people said they look forward to talking about politics with friends and family during the Thanksgiving meal. That according to the Quinnipiac University national poll. A healthy dose of Zip It will be on the menu as voters acknowledge that if they plan on talking turkey over the big meal, it will be about the food and not about the turkeys running for office. Quinnipiac University analyst, polling analyst Tim Malloy said in a news release. The survey also found that the no politics wish was similar across all groups, all genders, all races, all standards of education, everywhere. And what that means is that if there's one individual who's, or one family, maybe in a large Thanksgiving gathering, who is just insisting on talking politics at this moment in our history, maybe they could control themselves. Meanwhile, you should control yourself and subscribe today for our new Substack newsletter, Michael Medved's Context, placing today's big events in the perspective of our past and future. There's a great piece up there, if I do say so myself. I did about the food wars between the Palestinians and the Israelis. One unnecessary front of battle. Check it out. It's all free. Go to michaelmedved.substack.com and sign up today. It is free, fresh, and uncensored. Meanwhile, the latest from Hollywood. Okay, there's a new film called Maestro, which has gotten a lot of pre-release publicity. And it tells the true story, and they had a great deal of cooperation from the Bernstein family, of the great Leonard Bernstein, who is probably best known as the composer of the music to West Side Story and to Candide and to On the Town and a bunch of great musicals. But he's also a serious classical composer who wrote three symphonies. He wrote a very ambitious mass, which is featured in the movie. And he was a phenomenally talented conductor, one of the great conductors in all of history. Now, what's interesting to me about this movie is that this year, there's also been last year, there was a movie called Tar, starring Cate Blanchett, which got a lot of Oscar attention about the work of a conductor. But she made that work seem miserable and nasty. And one thing that Maestro does brilliantly is it captures some of the magic that people who love classical music can see particularly from a conductor who was so energetic and enthusiastic and captivated by the music as Leonard Bernstein. Here's what some of the dialogue in the movie sounds like.
If summer doesn't sing in you, then nothing sings in you. And if nothing sings in you, then you can't make music. Something she told me.
Hello, I'm Lenny.
Hello, Felicia.
Oh, she's so beautiful. Tell me about her.
Oh, she's wonderful. She's a lovely girl.
What age are we living in? One can be as free as one likes without guilt or confession. Please, I know exactly who you are.
She can be the first great American conductor.
There's a price for being in my brother's orbit, you know that.
Okay, that was Sarah Silverman, who also plays a role in the film, and that's the first great American conductor. That was actor playing Serge Koussevitzky, who was a conductor of the Boston Symphony as one of Bernstein's mentors. Look, the key thing in the movie is we now know that Leonard Bernstein had a long and very loving marriage, which is depicted in the film with Carrie Mulligan playing Felicia Montalegre, who was an actress and a singer and somebody of great note in her own right. They had a loving relationship, but he continued to have all kinds of very sketchy relationships with other men. That's portrayed in the film, and the film, because of its sex scenes, it certainly gets an R. It's very tough to watch this and not be in incredible admiration of Bradley Cooper, who co-wrote the movie, directed it, and stars in it. His performance is remarkable, and the makeup job, including, yes, the prosthetic nose, is enormously convincing. He really does look like Leonard Bernstein looked, and he's got the gesture and the constant cigarette smoking. He died greatly celebrated, greatly beloved in the world of music, but tormented, and the movie shows that. It does not leave you with a song necessarily in your heart, but lots of great music that you listen to as that goes along. And by the way, the conducting expert, who's the conductor of the Philadelphia Orchestra, his name is Seguin. He did a great job coaching Bradley Cooper to do the conducting on screen. 3 stars for Maestro. It's going to be showing on Netflix later, but it's opening in selected theaters right now. Napoleon, we reviewed yesterday briefly. This by Ridley Scott. It's gotten some snarky reviews. and I don't think it deserves it because I think it's a magnificent film. What it does do is it pays more attention to Napoleon's intimate life with Josephine, and it makes it, what's fascinating about it is it portrays Josephine, who's played by Vanessa Kirby, who's excellent, in a very dicey manner. She probably wasn't quite as nasty as she's shown in the film. For Napoleon Joaquin Phoenix, people have said, well, he's not shouting and screaming. Napoleon wasn't that kind of guy. I think the performances are superb. The details of the film, and particularly the way that it portrays the French Revolution and why it was that people would fall for Napoleon, I think is phenomenal. There's Rupert Everett, by the way, plays the Duke of Wellington, who duels Napoleon in the Battle of Waterloo. One-day battle. 47,000 people on both sides dead, which is extraordinary. And they do put the business of killing into very graphic scenes of brutal violence, where in the first years of the 1800s, it's amazing that so many people met their end. It's the Grand Armée that Napoleon marched with into Russia, also dramatically portrayed in the film. It's 4 stars. I think it's going to be one of the best movies of the year. It's certainly rated R. Next week on the Michael Medved Show, we'll be joined by Michael Oren, the former ambassador of Israel to the United States and a noted historian of the Middle East, about the historical background of everything that's going on. We'll be joined by the great economist and leader of the black intellectual world, Thomas Sowell, and Pete Wehner, former speechwriter for President Bush, President Reagan, and the author of a column that says, "Have you listened lately to what Trump is saying?" We'll listen next time in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug. It's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.